I push this red button? Am I supposed to start right now? Or tell me when? Well, praise the Lord. I just want you to know that right now this is just a test of our system to see if we can keep it going without stopping. But while we're testing it, we might as well mention the fact that this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Why? Because if the Lord has made this day, no matter how warm or how cold or no matter what's going on around us, there is grace, mercy, and his strength to help us handle every moment of our day. So we are excited and glad to say that today we are rejoicing in the Lord. We are rejoicing in his goodness, his kindness, and all that he does to touch our life. And I want to know if that's enough or you want me to keep going. Okay, so what does that mean? Okay, I guess I'm going to start talking again, and this time we'll just talk about the fact that in Psalms 23, the Lord says in his word that the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. You know, it's one thing that God will meet all of our needs and help us, but I also want you to know that there is no part of your life that God's not interested in helping you in, and there's no part of your life that's reserved for him to not touch. I want you to know something, that there's no part of your life that you have to do on your own, even in the area where you're saying that this might be something I want or desire, but not necessarily be a need. I want you to know something. The Bible says that the Lord will give you the...
This is not a message, people. This is not service. This is a test.
Hey, I got to keep reminding you and me that right now I'm not doing a live message. I'm actually helping us test our live stream system to make sure that it's going to work. But if I'm testing that live stream system, I see no reason why I would not be talking to you about the goodness of God. Amen? Because that's what we live for. That's what things are all about. So we're just going to rejoice in Jesus. And even though I'm not actually preaching a message right now, I'm just talking to you live on Facebook so we can test our system, I feel like there's always a benefit in us sharing the goodness of the Lord. Amen? So I just want to remind you again what I was saying in Psalms 23. The Bible says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And what that means is that God will help you beyond your needs. In fact, the Bible says that he knows what you have need of, and he's already working on that for you. And so there are areas of your life that you can take to the Lord where you need help and just boldly come before that throne of grace and help him. Amen? I want you to know that we are testing our live stream system so that we can try to make it more robust and make sure that during our messages and our services and when we're in worship, we don't want to be disrupted and have delays in the things that we've had going on with our live stream. So we are working with our provider here, and they're doing a great job of trying to help us get this thing to where we can be recording live without interruption. Amen. because we want to make sure that the presence of the Lord can come into your home, can come across your device, and be uninterrupted. So we're testing things out. This is not me preaching a live message. This is not a service. This is us working on the system right now. Praise God. How's it going? Amen. Now I just wonder if it's, when I get loud, does that cause any issues? Because sometimes you know that I'm not always the quietest guy in town. Sometimes I begin to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Woo, amen. I would do some singing for you, but I don't think that that's something good for us right now. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Are we able to? Huh? Hallelujah. Is there any requests for songs out there? Probably not for me singing them. Amen? I tell you what. I can try to sing Amazing Grace or something, but. Do I need to keep talking or can I stop right now or are we still practicing? Father, in the name of Jesus, I just lift up Kansas right now and this darling new baby, Father. Lord, I thank you that you are restoring them both. Both Kansas is recovering quickly from the process of having a baby, Father. And Lord, you are touching the lungs and the breathing and the life of this precious child. And you're just causing this baby to be 100% healed, Father. Lord, I thank you that this baby is going to walk in the fullness of your purpose and plan, God, and the fullness of health. And Lord, we just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus is Lord, and he's always good. Amen? And we're always going to depend on him because that is where life comes from. Amen? Praise God. I thank you that the word says that what would it do us any good if we gained the whole world and even became a billionaire or whatever, I don't know, maybe own oil fields or, I don't know, become a great doctor that discovers something. The Bible says, what would happen if we gained the whole world or became a big superstar athlete or sports player or singer or any of those things? But if we gained something that looked like it had value in this world, but did not know Jesus and did not receive salvation and did not make a firm stance and confirm our identity in heaven, in our home of eternity, then we've gained nothing. In fact, we have lost. So I want to make sure that today, as we are testing our system, I'm coming live to you just to make sure that we are helping and getting to the place where our live stream can be done uninterrupted without stoppages, slowdowns, or disruptions in our services. So I'm here trying to just keep on talking and stay busy and move just a little bit so they can see if it's working and see if it's going to stay standing. And I believe it is, amen, by the grace of God. We're so thankful for the efforts being made, and we're so thankful even to have live stream and to be able to provide this, and that we've been helped in this area. And I believe that God's goodness is just helping us right now. Oh, my goodness. Amen. I'm preaching Jesus today. Praise God. I thank you that the Lord says that for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son, Jesus, into this earth, that through him we could be saved. Amen. I thank you that the Bible says that when we receive Jesus, we actually step out of darkness into his light. In other words, I want you to know something. that you may be a very good person today. You may be giving your best efforts, but if you're doing that on your own strength without salvation, I want you to know that you have not received the fullness of your identity and your ability yet. I want you to know that whether you are a mother, a father, or a friend, or a brother, or if you're young or old today, but you have lived this life without having Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, I want you to know something, that your effort has fallen short over what it could be with the Lord's help. Amen? And I want you to know you might be a great, nice person, but I want you to know that there's a dimension of life, love, purpose, value, understanding, even your own self-worth. There's a portion of that that's evading you if you have not received Jesus as Lord and Savior. So I want us to just keep working towards our salvation and working towards God's goodness. And right now, we are testing out live stream to see if we can get it to start being done without interruption. Amen. So we're thankful for our internet provider that's here helping us today. And what we're working on is we want to make sure that on Thursday nights and on Sunday mornings, that if you cannot be here live and in service with us and you are live streaming the service, I tell you what, we want it to be the best. We want it to be uninterrupted because we want that presence of the Lord flowing right into your living room or right to wherever you are streaming us live at. And so we are practicing and working hard on this internet. So I have to keep talking and moving around just a little bit so that we make sure that they know that we're not being interrupted. And so far, things are going well. So we're excited about that. We're going to keep working until we get there to where on a consistent basis, time after time, service after service, we're able to live stream right into your home. Amen? And what are we going to be live streaming? You know what we're going to be live streaming. The preaching, the singing, the praise, and the rejoicing that we do for Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Amen? Because when we come into the house of worship, woo, and when we open our hearts to let the Lord flow, the Bible says that where two or three are gathered in his name, there he is. Huh? I can't do no break dancing right now. What? Oh, do some praise dancing. I can't do no praise dancing right now. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want you to know that Jesus is Lord and Jesus is good. Amen. Is there any other prayer requests going out there, baby? Because I'm telling you, there's an atmosphere for miracles, even right now, while we are so-called practicing to check out our live stream system. I'm telling you that the presence of the Lord is here, and he's ready to save, set free, and to help us in Jesus' name. Woo! Oh, am I supposed to keep on talking right now? Okay, I want you to know that I am going to just keep talking and moving, and the Lord is going to be with us, and praise God. I'm just telling you that I'm thanking God for all that he is doing in our lives. Amen? And I want you to know that I thank you that the Bible says that our Father in heaven is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I want you to know that I thank God that while the world might be changing and things might be happening to the left or to the right of us, I'm praying for each of you that you stay focused on the journey and the faith to serve the Lord and to keep pursuing him. Because I tell you what, there's no way you're going to lose your reward. Amen. There's no way you're going to lose the goodness of God's coming and his presence and his goodness on your life. I tell you what, the Lord is good all the time and we're thankful for it. Amen. I thank you that the Bible says in John 10:10 that the Lord has come to give life and life more abundantly. Hey, if you're just picking this up, I want you to know that I'm not actually preaching a message. I'm supposed to be working on our live stream and they're videoing right now to make sure we can get a strong enough signal that we can sing and worship the Lord and preach this gospel without interruption, so that when you're live streaming and you're not in the service actually here physically in the building, we want to make sure that that live stream is the best it can be so that you can enjoy that without interruption, without disruption. Amen? So we are here, and we are right in the Kenton Only Believe Sanctuary. Woo! And I tell you what, coming up this weekend on Sunday and Sunday night, we are doing our 10th year anniversary service. Amen? Boy, I tell you what, I cannot believe that it's been 10 years, but it has been, and the Lord has been so faithful. I've just been thinking about the miracles, the salvations, the filling of the Holy Ghost, the healings that have come forth, and what God has done in the lives of people. And I thank God, you know, even tonight, Thursday night, I thank God that there's coming people into this house of worship that are going to bring needs to the Lord, and they are going to receive healing in the sanctuary. Amen. And so this Sunday at 10 and then at 6 p.m., we're doing a special pre-Super Bowl celebration. Praise God. Hallelujah. We started this church on Super Bowl Sunday, and we're going to rejoice and have an anniversary service at 6 p.m., a miracle service celebration with Pastor Peter Dosick, our apostle. He's going to come, and we're going to worship and celebrate the goodness of God. Amen. And that's Sunday, February 7th. That is 3 days from now, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Oops, 4 days, I guess. 3 days in total, because it's Thursday, so we're creeping up on Friday. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Sunday at 6 p.m., we will be having our anniversary celebration service. Amen? Right now, I'm just testing the live stream to see if we can get a stronger signal so that when we live stream, it will be uninterrupted. That's the... Amen. Praise God right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just pray your blessing and grace and mercy over Rita and all of her co-workers, Father. Lord, over everybody who has to travel to work tonight, even with snow in the forecast, Father, you will keep them safe. You will bless them, God. And Father, I pray that they have strength and peace during their time of work, Father. And Lord, I just thank you for it, God. And Father, I just pray blessing over Rita, God. We are so thankful for her and her family, God. And Father, I just thank you for your outpouring upon her life. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Am I supposed to still be talking?
Yeah, you might as well.
Oh, my goodness. What? Amen. Woo. I tell you what, I think what they're saying is usually talking comes so easily for me that they're probably surprised that I'd have any difficulty filling that atmosphere with words, right? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But I want to remind you again, 6 p.m. Sunday night, special service right here as we celebrate our 10-year anniversary of being Only Believe right here in Kenton, Ohio. Amen. I want to remind each and every one of you that the amazing journey began with just 4 Sunday night miracle services. 10 years ago, I tell you what, in the month of January, we had 4 Sunday night miracle services. And then that first Sunday in February, praise God, February 6, 2011, we came forth. And I'm telling you, by the grace of God, we had people show up for service. Amen. And I'll tell you what, since that day till now, we have not gone without the blessing and the presence and the goodness of God on the lives of this house and the people that are here. And we just want to love you and thank you, even those who have ever been a part of helping us bring forth this vision and plan and purpose that God has for Only Believe here in Kenton, Ohio. Amen. And so I'm just here thankful. You know, I'm just reminded of the fact that during 2020, the year of the pandemic, We were established here and came into our second building that God has graced us with in this great community. And we are so thankful and appreciative. And we're looking forward in 2021 for the fulfillment of God's goodness. Amen? Woo! Well, thankfully, I think that they just gave me the signal that I've talked and blabbed enough for this test on our live stream. And so I tell you what, I get to quit. So God bless you. Have a great day. And just stand for Jesus. Amen. We look forward to seeing you tonight and then Sunday morning and Sunday night at 6 p.m. God bless each and every one of you.